I'm doing great. Thanks so much.
Happy New Year. I think we're still saying that.
Yeah, we are. I mean, the New Year is coming up this weekend for those that are following the Julian calendar, and that's how we started. The Deep Freeze Byzantine Winter Festival was celebrating the old New Year. So Happy New Year.
So that's what Byzantine means?
Yeah, it's going back to the old, the Byzantium era, the Julian calendar, and celebrating those pieces of, I guess, history, right? And the Ukrainian folks and also Ethiopian that follow that calendar, this is their New Year's coming up this weekend.
There you go. I learned a little something. Holy smokes. So yeah, it's Arts on the Avenue presenting Deep Freeze, January 18th and 19th. And you're saying that we should embrace the spirit of barnyard fun. Do tell.
Well, we were having fun with it as a team around the table. And last year, we were all about Deep Freeze getting into the Alberta bush.
Yes.
And, you know, foraging and getting berries and mushrooms and all that good stuff that we all share. And then we said, you know, one thing that we always enjoy is I hope, you know, the rural roots that we're all from. I mean, so many people have grannies and mushrooms and people that are out from the farms. And we're like, why don't we just do a celebration of the farm? So we came up with a theme, Barnyard Fun, our balloon artist did, and it's stuck. And everyone's going to do the Barnyard Blitz together on the weekend.
I love that you've got a balloon artist amongst the group there talking about it.
Only in festival land, that's all.
I love it. And for those who've never been along the Alberta Avenue District, it really is an amazing area of Edmonton because the cultures in that area, there are so many to pick and choose from, and they're all kind of featured during the Deep Freeze Fest.
We really are. We try to mirror our community so much. I keep calling this Alberta Avenue Arts District a landing and gathering place because so many people have come from out of town into the city and have made Alberta Ave their home. And then a lot of newcomers have sort of said, let's start up here, and they have an apartment or they rent a house or they buy a house. And so we try to reflect everything from the Indigenous Métis Inuit culture to Ukrainian to Asian, Latino, Francophone, Franco-African. And it's just a really neat mix. Honestly, it's just a ball.
So January 18th and 19th, I toss the family in the van and we head on down to Alberta Avenue. What sort of things can we expect?
Well, when you drive down, park in the residential between, you know, outside of 90 to 95th Street, because that's our festival zone. And come on in. There is in Pituin Village, there is everything from the Mongolian Hearth with performances from Jay Gilday and other amazing performers. You can have some bannock. You can have some mint tea. And then if you go across the street, you're going to see a bunch of Vikings fighting and reenacting. Go into the big pavilion and there'll be Ukrainian dance, Francophone dance, performances inside the Alberta Ave Community League. There's fiddle music, there's tortiere, there's poutine, lots of good food. And then if you keep going, you're going to see more interactions of log cutting this year, but we have an actual petting zoo with llamas and alpacas, and you can do log cutting, you could do the giant ice slide. There's galleries, artisan markets. It's just really an indoor, but mostly outdoor event that celebrates Edmonton. We do a 3-on-3 street hockey tournament. We still have room for a couple more teams. The big deep freezer races, racing down the avenue in a deep freezer on skis.
If anybody needs one, by the way, I have one in my basement that I got to get out. So let them know.
Okay, I'll let them know.
And you're on the lookout for some volunteers.
We sure are. So we're at about 60% of what we need. We need another 40% people, which makes it about 140, 150 more people that we need. Everything from fire tenders to people helping the ice sculptures bring water out to them as they're working before the festival. We need people on the green team. We need people helping site setup and tear down after the festival. There is just so much that needs to be done, and it is all of us started as volunteers, and it's the heart of what we do. So it's an 8-hour commitment between Tuesday to Tuesday, and come in for a 4-hour shift, or during the festival itself for a 4-hour shift. We need 50-50 sellers, people that were selling merch, helping at the galleries, helping in the workshops. We have art workshops going on. So anything, like, there is indoor and outdoor, and if it is chilly, we do rotate our volunteers through, and we feed them incredibly well with Chef Marianne. So it is a great experience to take in together.
Volunteering is a great way to give back, too. So do they go to the website, deepfreezefest.ca, to volunteer?
100%. Go to the website or call us at our social enterprise, the Carrot Community Arts Coffee House, 780-471-1580.
Deep Freeze, a Byzantine Winter Festival, January 18th and 19th. And stop by for a great chai in there, too. So good.
Yes, absolutely.
All right. Have a great one. Thanks for coming on the show.
Hey, thanks, and Happy New Year.